Welcome to this week's episode of Arizona Edition. I'm Alexandra Rangel. We're doing something a little different this episode.
I'm Victor Calderon. We have a special show planned this hour to honor someone very important to the station, our very own Lou Gumm.
I am so proud of what I have done here. And it took me a long time to feel that way. Thank you.
After 17 years of dedicated service at KWC, he's retiring and embarking on a new chapter. It's a major transition for our team. Throughout his time here, he's worn countless hats, including as news director and founding host of this show.
We'll hear some of Lou's favorite stories from over the years and our Alice Ferris talks with the man himself, coming up on Arizona Edition.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is KWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon.
And I'm Alexandra Rangel. This episode, we're spotlighting some of the greatest work of Lou Gumm. You probably know him as KWC's News and Operations Director, but for us in the newsroom, he's our boss, our mentor.
He's a friend.
And he's retiring after 17 years of working here. Now, I've only worked with Lou for a short time, but Victor, you've been around him much longer. What's something you're going to miss about him?
You know, I've been a reporter here at KWC since about 2018, and so I've worked with Lou through COVID and when we came out of that, and I'm just going to miss, you know, Lou's mentorship, and I'm going to miss his being a friend for us in the newsroom and just being himself, right? I'm going to miss the fact that he's always been an advocate for local news and for public media, and that we'll continue that work.
In his last interview for KWC, Lou spoke with Chris Klein, president and CEO of the Arizona Media Association. They spoke about the initiatives the association is working on, and Lou and Chris reflected on their upcoming retirements and shared their hopes for the future.
The Arizona Media Association is fairly new. The organization was created in 2023 through a merger of the Arizona Broadcasters Association and the Arizona Newspaper Association. The change was spearheaded in part by Chris Klein, who led the ABA ahead of the merge, and comes with a new focus on strengthening local media. Klein is a Phoenix native with a background in print and television media. He spoke with KWC's Lou Gumm about the association's efforts to support local media of all sizes.
I think a lot of people think of media, especially when they hear it kind of in the national news, as this monolith, as this big industry that we all kind of have the same resources and we do the same things. But when you learned about local news in the state of Arizona, and that's the only, I've only worked in small local news services in Arizona, mostly public radio, it really varies. Like it could be one person in their bedroom. It could be, a small office of three. It could be 10 people with just an idea. It's really varied how it's structured, both in broadcasting and in print. And now obviously
it is so different. And also amazing to see what in small markets really smart, savvy humans can do with very limited resources to touch broad audiences. And as many resources exist in a place like the 100-person newsroom at ABC, I would tell you that the quantity and quality of content that gets produced in a lot of our small markets with a tenth of that staff is up to the same level. And you just have to get creative and you have to find ways to make it work. And I'm sure you have had moments where you've had to navigate that in your world too.
And I think also there, for small markets like mine or for small shops like mine, the people that work there they want to be there. There's a passion often for their communities that they really want to represent these areas that don't have these monolith medias.
And I think that's actually a statement that is more true now in journalism across the country than at any time in its history, partially because there has been such a transition with budget cuts and with audience habit transitions, where if you weren't in it for the heart and the passion, you moved on to something else. If you're in journalism today, if you're working at a small radio station or TV station or newspaper or digital startup, you're in it because you believe in what it does for community connection, and you believe in what it does to build the place that you live into a better place. And I think that's a really positive thing, because we need that more than ever.
So during your time at the Arizona Broadcasters Association, which is the original organization that you joined, when did a dialogue start to form about bringing media together, bringing newspapers and broadcasts together?
I think, like a lot of things in life, COVID was a bellwether moment. And coming out of COVID, there were opportunities where local media brands needed to collaborate. As we were going through the shutdowns and the navigations of what you could do and where you could do it and what was safe and what wasn't, we were able to creatively rally media brands together for news conferences with the governor, or town halls with state leaders, or even just shared updates, because, right, there's only so many resources to tell the stories. And that created this coalescence of, gosh, what if we could do this on a more regular basis? What if we could bring media brands, regardless of platform, together in order to build for the common good? And that led to a multi-year process that ended up forming what today is not the Arizona Broadcasters Association, but is an entity called the Arizona Media Association that now represents 400 TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, and digital startups all across the state. And as shocking as this sounds, we are the only state in America that has figured that out and has broken down these platform barriers and walls to create this kind of open sourced coalition to build community with all of these diverse media platforms.
Arizona Media Association President Chris Klein speaking to KAWC's Lou Gum about the importance of local media. You can hear more of this conversation with Klein on Lou's final Arizona Edition podcast, available now.
Later in the show, we'll hear more about Lou's reflections on his career. Up next, some words from our Education Solutions reporter, Cisco Stargazer.
I've actually known Lou since 2016, back when I was a student at AWC and dipping my toes into journalism. Back then, I was too shy to visit as much as I would have liked, but when I did, Lou was a steady source of encouragement, and he made me feel like there was a place for me in news. It was years later, I ran into him as a peer interviewing Senator Kelly at the border, and that was a happy surprise. But man, it has been a wonderful coming full circle to have worked under his guidance this year. Working in news can make you feel a little crazy sometimes, but my conversations with Lou have definitely made me feel saner, and I can't express how much I appreciate that. Lou, thank you for everything. You've taught me so much, and I hope your next chapter brings you even more happiness.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed. We'll be right back.
I'm Alice Ferris, and I'm not normally the voice you would hear on this part of the program for Arizona Edition, but as you have figured out, this is not a normal edition of Arizona Edition, and I am here with the one and only Lou Gum, and welcome back to your show.
Thanks.
We have this opportunity to play some tributes that people have sent in your honor, Lou. And just for the listening audience, Lou has not heard any of these, and so he'll be hearing them for the first time today. The first group of people really wanted to wish you well as you ride off into the sunset. So let's get started.
This is Dave Reek. I just want to congratulate Lou Gum on a fantastic career in public broadcasting. Ever since I first met Lou when we were both at Northern Arizona University, I was helping coach the speech and debate team, and Lou had just come to Flagstaff from Tucson to become a debater. And even then, he was a fantastic and tenacious competitor, and he was always eager to work a little bit harder to improve results. And he carried that tenacity with him first as a reporter in Prescott at our Prescott Bureau, and then later with us here in Yuma as a morning edition host and then news and operations director. And Lou has always held fast to the things he learned in speech and debate. There's always two sides to every story, and everyone's story deserves respect and dignity. And those are the values we've always carried together in our roles at KWC and KOFA. And I just am sure that Lou's next adventure will be fantastic. Thanks, Lou. And thanks so much for letting me be a part of your life by knowing your fantastic mom, who added so much to all of us. And we miss you, Patty.
Hey, Lou, I am so glad the universe conspired all those years ago and put us in an honors English class together at Northern Virginia Community College. It has been an epic 34-year friendship spanning two coasts, a ponderosa pine forest, and the beautiful Sonoran Desert. We've shared more than a few tears along the way, but also lots and lots of laughter. And to my kids, you will always be Uncle Lou. Hearing your voice reporting on and delivering the news, first on KNAU and then KWC, inspires confidence. I can always be sure that you have done due diligence in your reporting and are willing to ask tough and insightful questions in interviews. You have helped make public radio reliable and trustworthy, and for that you will be deeply missed in the community and by this devoted public radio listener. Thank you for your years of service and for helping to shape the next generation of journalists who will keep our local community well informed for years to come. Good luck in your next adventure, and I can't wait till we meet up again at some grand tennis tournament. I love you.
Hello, Lou. It's Cindy Carpian. I should explain to your listeners that I worked at NPR for a really long time. But here's my favorite part. Training and mentoring with member stations. And that's how I know the wonderful Lou Gum when I spend time with the staff of KAWC. This is what I learned about you, Lou. You're devoted. You're always looking to better yourself and your staff. You're kind and sincere. That goes a long way for me. Many of my NPR friends recently attended the memorial for founding mother Susan Stamberg. After reflecting on everything Susan was, everything she did for public radio, we all agreed. What a unique experience to have worked at such a special place. We are family. And the network is only as strong as its member stations and people like you, Lou, who aim to elevate. The best to you, Lou, in whatever your next phase will be. And hey, we need to catch up.
So that was, of course, our general manager, Dave Reek, the one and only Dr. Ellen Reek, and also Cindy Carpian, a former producer for actually a weekend edition with Scott Simon.
It's probably been a double-edged sword how much I love my GM and his wife. We're pretty tight.
Well, and I like to joke that those three were the ghosts of Christmas past. Yes. So as you think back on, you know, what has inspired you over the years, Lou, what were some of those kind of hallmarks of what shaped your philosophy?
I think when I first stood up and gave a speech in high school, I found something in me that I didn't know exists. I tell people all the time, public speaking, take public speaking. It's so empowering. That saved me. That saved this shy kid whose parents were divorced and at a time when, you know, you didn't have a lot going on. And just to get that confidence at such a young age that I could go out and talk to people, and I'm going to get emotional already. That was life-changing. It's led to everything. Everything in my life came from, I'll name Kathy Ramage White, was my speech and debate coach at Santa Rita High School in Tucson, Arizona. And I walked into her class by mistake and walked out a state champion and walked out a confident person and feeling like I could do anything. I really credit that with everything, this inability to stand up and speak for myself or others, or not be afraid to ask a question in any setting. That was just game changing for me. Can I really say quickly, Cindy Carpian, what an inspiration to me. Dave had met her years ago at KNAU, and we were able to bring her here for a training with the newsroom. So inspiring. I still use material that she left with me from then on how to write better intros. I still use her philosophy of intros. Here's the philosophy of intros. Something threatens something we hold dear. What threatens the thing we hold dear? What's being done about it? That's the basic intro. Wow. It just helps you write your next term paper, too.
Well, since you mentioned training, you have also trained a lot of people who have come through these doors and the doors of our old studio. So we have a couple more tributes to you of people who you've helped shape their careers.
Kia ora. Hi, Lou. This is Michelle Faust-Raghavan in Auckland, New Zealand. More than 15 years ago, you took a Spanish instructor and a former print reporter who'd never been behind a microphone, and somehow you turned me into a broadcast journalist. You taught me how to write for the ear and read the morning edition clock. You found a way to encourage new broadcasters when we doubted ourselves and helped us to grow into our roles. Thank you for believing in me and seeing my talents before I believed in myself. Thank you for every edit and all of your encouragement. I'm really grateful for the role that you've played in growing public radio across Arizona. Congratulations on your retirement, Lou. You've earned it. I wish you well on your next adventure.
Yeah, I love her so much.
It was a fluke visit to the local NPR station that changed the course of my life. A man stormed into the office like he was on fire, speaking as if Aaron Sorkin wrote his dialogue. And by the time he left the room, I'd been rewired. If that was a journalist, passionate about truth, skeptical of easy answers, dedicated to the community, well, then I had to be a journalist. That man became my news editor of more than 4 years. Work days with Lou were filled with studio arguments at 5 a.m., industrial quantities of coffee, and thousands of scripts marked in felt ink. Lou was the best editor I've ever had. And for all the long nights he spent drafting questions to ask congressmen, organizing local debates, and pursuing the truth, Arizona, too, was blessed to have him. Lou Gum is an incredible newsman and an extraordinary person. I only left KAWC because, like any good mentor and friend, he encouraged me to attend law school. A world without Lou's voice on the radio feels incomplete, but if I know him at all, the man is still on fire. He'll always find ways to better the world around him.
I love her so much, too.
So that was Michelle Faust-Raghavan and Maya Springhawk Robnett. And we're so proud of both of them.
Oh, amazing. Women, people, go-getters, smart. They challenged me, both of them challenged me a lot. They both pushed back on me. They both argued with me. They both had their own spirit. And that's probably why I love them.
Well, and what were you looking for? Because they both mentioned that they weren't people who came in as broadcasters. And you've had a history of hiring people at KAWC that don't necessarily have that background. What's that thing that you're looking for?
I love smart. I love curiosity. I like when people show me what they've got. They just are intelligent people. They have dreams. I think Maya, as she sort of notes there, I don't think she knew what all her dreams were when I first met her. I mean, we met Maya when she was 16, I think. And, just watching a young person grow into a career and confidence. And I never doubted that she would, but it's really inspiring. I think it's just the curiosity. It's just the interest. And because I think we need smart people in journalism. I don't think you have to be a journalist to be a journalist. I think you have to be smart, engaging, curious, and have some ethics about you, about how you share information. That's really the basics right there. And they both had that coming in.
Well, we also have a message for you from someone who's recently gone through his own career transition. So let's take a listen.
Hi, Lou. This is Ari Shapiro. Oh, congratulations on your retirement from KAWC. You've dedicated your career to doing what matters most in public radio, serving your community with the kind of local journalism that listeners can't get anywhere else. You've been telling the stories of Yuma and giving voice to people who deserve to be heard. From hosting Morning Edition to leading the newsroom, you've shown what it means to build trust with your audience, day after day, story after story. I just finished my own 25-year run at NPR, so I know how much of yourself you pour into this work. The early mornings, the interviews that connect listeners to their neighbors, the grants you write, the relationships you build, the stories you fight to get on the air. What you've built at KAWC, the credibility, the student newsroom, the commitment to covering what matters locally, that's the foundation public media is built on. So, from one public radio journalist to another, thank you. Thank you for showing up, for staying, and for making KAWC matter to the people who need it most. Enjoy what comes next, Lou. You've earned it.
Wow. 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 I mean, I don't know what to say. We toil away what we feel like is in the wild. We didn't connect with the network much when I got here. We didn't have a big relationship with NPR. We just kind of aired their stuff. And it's something I really have worked hard on trying to get us a little more exposure. And pleased that we've had, you know, had guests here and visits and stuff. But wow, I mean, that just wow. That's what public radio is across this country. There are people like me across this country who are dedicated to this and who do this every day because they love it. Sometimes they hate it, but they do it anyway. Yeah, wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So what comes next, Lou?
I don't know. I have to admit I'm a little burned out on news. I get it. I've heard it from listeners. I will not be disengaging from the news. That's not the answer. But I'm a little burned out on being on the creative side of it. And so I'd like to take a bit of a break from that. And I don't know. I'm considering going back to school. That's a possibility. I tend to thrive in school. And it's been a while since I was blind in a situation and had to sort of flounder and learn and start fresh. And I'm kind of looking forward to something like that.
Well, we have one more spot to wish you well. Here's one more.
Oh, no.
Lou Gum, what a wild ride these last 16 years have been. When we met, I wasn't sure we were going to get along, but I quickly learned I had more in common with you than most of my own family. We've stood shoulder to shoulder as news broke and the world changed instantly. We weathered public attacks, shared private tears, and have taken turns on the soapbox. You never followed a path, Lou. You blazed one. You opened doors, inspired new journalists and storytellers, and helped shape the station we are today. To everyone who's heard your work, you are our Superman. Not because you're invincible, but because you feel so deeply injustice, ignorance, cruelty. You've stood up to all of it, fighting for people who couldn't fight for themselves. You can measure the quality of a person's character by the fierceness of the loyalty of their friends. And oh boy, Lou, your friends and colleagues are fiercely loyal. I know I am. This isn't goodbye, Lou. I'm just cheering you on to your next adventure. The next story you write will be your own. Fly, Superman. Fly. I love you.
Makes me want to make a pledge. Thank you. That was one of your best ever. Right there. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Well, Lou, any famous last words for your last Arizona edition?
I heard a quote the other day that I really like from Sean Penn, you know, the great American thespian. Never discount the possibility that everyone around you is wrong. And so go for it. Find the truth. Dig for it. Don't take things at face value. Especially today, we have the ability to find out the truth of something. You don't have to sit in someone else's analysis of what's happening in the world. You can go search. You can go find out. Everything's accessible to you. And if you find you have a penchant for telling those stories, if you find you have an ability to relay that information, then please consider a career in journalism.
Lou Gum, it has been my pleasure to be your friend and colleague for here at KAWC almost 17 years. And you're my brother from another mother. And I'm very proud of you and I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. I love all of you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And thanks.
This has been a special edition of Arizona Edition, a production of KAWC Colorado River Public Media, in honor of our friend, mentor, and colleague Lou Gum. Our theme music, Lou's Tune, from the album Some Tequila and a Plan, used with permission, was composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. To hear more of Lou Gum's stories from nearly 17 years of work at KAWC, visit our website at kawc.org. I'm Victor Calderon.
And I'm Alexandra Rangel. Thanks for listening, and we wish Lou the best.